You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, so I'm Anuru Eruete, and I'm an associate professor at the law school.
So what are the extent of the changes being made to treaty obligations?
So the proposal is to amend, there are about 20 different pieces of legislation that are the subject of this review. And the proposal is to amend all of the references to the treaty principles across the suite of statutes so that they simply require that any decision makers under the Act take into account the Treaty of Waitangi.
There's a bit of a semantic question in there. Do you believe that this taking into account that will be used and utilised to circumvent obligations and to possibly ignore them?
Yeah, I do think it does have the effect of diminishing treaty rights. Some of these statutes actually already use that language, but there are others that use other phrases. Like you say, it's a question of semantics. Phrases like giving effect, act consistently with, or have regard to, or recognise and provide for, these are the typical types of phrases used in these treaty principles clauses, but take into account is widely considered to be at the lower end of the threshold. And it's received a lot of criticism, particularly from the Waitangi Tribunal, because when it's used in legislation, it suggests to decision makers that you can turn your mind to the principles of the treaty, but it's one factor among many other competing factors to consider, and often it's overridden by other factors.
The Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith had said that these updates aim to achieve more consistency, and I guess as you'd mentioned, there are usually quite a few factors involved in these decisions, and well, as far as I understand, there is a bit of a case-by-case basis of adhering to treaty principles. This apparent attempt at consistency kind of contradict dominant forms of treaty obligations that we've used in the past?
Yeah, the Minister has said that what he's just supporting is a treaty clause that requires a balance of considerations to be taken into account. But you know, like I mentioned, that often the treaty principles are trumped by other considerations like commercial interests. And in some cases, and it is case by case, but in some cases there will be a need for treaty interests to be given a high priority. You know, that won't be for all cases where there are a range of competing interests. But in some cases, there's legislation that has a particular impact or has. It's necessary to have statutory measures to lift, say, the education outcomes for Māori in the Education Act. There's a strong case to be made for greater weighting to be provided to the treaty in those sorts of contexts. So just adopting a one standardised approach, but also the lowest possible weighting that you can use, is a productive approach towards the treaty principles.
The current government have often emphasised cutting red tape. This could potentially be seen as part of that as well. I guess in this case, the question is this so-called red tape that is being cut quite an essential part of our democratic and constitutional process?
There's a lot of time and energy invested in this treaty review process, and I'm not saying that it's a bad idea to review legislation to make sure it's fit for purpose. And the minister set up an advisory group, and one of the things they said is that these clauses, they could be made more consistent, right? There could be greater clarity. And I think that is true. But the reason for this review is because of the coalition agreement between the current administration. And really the raison d'etre was really about confining and limiting treaty rights. Sure, endorse the idea of reviewing legislation to make sure that it meets the objectives and policy in each statute, but the way in which the politicians have gone about this, it has attracted a great deal of criticism from Māori who are concerned about the impacts of treaty settlements and concerned about this adulteration of the obligations and really important statutes like the Education Act. It has kind of reinforced stereotypes and negative perceptions of Māori. So one has to wonder whether this process was actually necessary. One good thing I think it has revealed, and this is from the expert advisory group, is that there is some utility in moving beyond these kind of generic treaty clauses, you know, give effect to the treaty and so forth, and actually specify in more detail what the relevant obligations should be and legislation. And New Zealand was actually moving towards that pattern and producing more statutes that contain these more specified treaty obligations and spelling them out. And I think that is the way to go in the future, is to be very clear about what the obligations are. But at the same time, that requires placing great faith in the government to ensure that they identify all the treaty interests. And that requires close engagement with Māori and a lot of research and consideration. So I think that's the best way to go forward from here, rather than falling back on this generic treaty clause, which has a very low weighting for treaty interests.
So yeah, I guess that would, in a different form, also lead to more consistency in applying a lot of the treaty obligations if there were kind of more specific frameworks to apply them. But that would obviously be engaging a lot more directly with the principles and also honouring, and rather than reducing their effects, which I'm guessing is what is kind of happening now.
Yeah, it's definitely a reductive approach towards treaty obligations. And I think that is right, that more thorough thinking about, you know, what are the policy objectives of the Health and Disability Act or the Education Act? What are the relevant treaty interests? How can we meet those? Spelling those out clearly in the legislation, it means there's less uncertainty and less need for litigation to clarify the scope of rights. Expert advisory group appointed by the minister made this recommendation as well. Rather than relying on the treaty clause, this generic low wattage version of the treaty clause, more work done on identifying treaty interests, I think, is necessary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.